This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast for Franklin Matters, number 200 in the series that we are now producing in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. Town Council is Debbie Pellegri and Andy Bisanti. Join me in the Franklin studio to talk about the drive-through postal mailboxes at the post office in downtown Franklin. A Facebook thread had come to their attention regarding the changing of the boxes, and our conversation discusses how they got involved and brought at least a solution for the time being. So without further ado, here's the recording for the meeting, approximately 17 minutes. So Steve Sherlock here in the Franklin TV studio with Town Councilor Debbie Pellegri and Councilor Andy Bisanti. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Indeed. I called to have this meeting because there's a story that I think needs to be told around the post office and their positioning or repositioning or disappearance of the boxes in the drive-through. So let's start there and see where it takes us. How did you get involved, Debbie?
I got involved because of Facebook, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm not on that all the time.
Right.
But I saw that more people were concerned about these boxes being moved, turned the opposite way, and I thought, this is ridiculous. Let me go up there and find out exactly what the story is and why it's happening. So I went in and I spoke to Donna, and I don't know her last name, but she's the acting postmaster.
Okay.
Lovely lady, and she was very, very helpful. And when I told her about our concern and it being on Facebook, she said, Debbie, I've seen it on Facebook. She says, I know we have to do something about it. So she said that they turn the boxes the opposite way first. Wasn't that right, Andy? They turn them the opposite way
first.
Yeah. Right. That's when I first saw that.
Yeah. And people had to now get out of their car, walk around, and go there, okay? And I asked her what brought this up anyway, why it had to be changed. It seemed like it was working out fine. And she said to me it was because of an employee, a grievance, that someone had said it was very dangerous to be out there emptying the boxes with cars going by.
Oh, because of the way the box is positioned, and I'll elaborate for those who are listening. If you hadn't heard about it, clearly the post office downtown on the Dean's Avenue side has the little drive-through with two curb cuts. The post office boxes are there. The way the boxes open, the post office person would be in that drive-through. So potentially, if somebody wasn't paying attention, that could be a safety situation.
And that's exactly what she said to me. Okay? So that's what started this whole thing.
For your point.
From my point.
And how did you get involved?
I think where I got involved, it was either before, I think it was actually after, because they were already jogging around with these boxes. I happened to be at Dean Bank, and I think following up to a resolution beyond this, I think what they were doing is actually just removing the boxes entirely. I had been following a somewhat of a string of Facebook comments back and forth. I didn't really get involved that much until I was at Dean Bank. One of the secretaries looked out the window and said, oh my God, they're taking the boxes away. That's when I jumped in and said, well, following the string, I said, well, I was uptown today, and they're taking the boxes away. At that point, I was private messaged by the regional facilities manager for the Postal Service around here.
Oh, okay.
And he started enlightening me about what's really going on.
The behind-the-scenes story.
And part of it was, to piggyback upon what Debbie was saying, it was that situation, a safety hazard for the postal carriers. But also, there were some regional theft issues going on, and it's called phishing, where they're taking, they're gathering mail out of the boxes, sorting them, getting checks out of them, altering them chemically, and cashing checks, altering them from a $6,000 to a $6,000 check.
Yeah.
And they were also altering, they were also, another complaint was the box, the delivery slot has been taken down from a big wide flap down to a very narrow slot.
So you can just put an envelope, because you used to be able to have the cut slopped down. You could put almost a package.
Right, which was very attractive to the thieves.
Right.
But I won't go into how they do it, because I don't want to give away their secrets. But my final commentary on all this was that, you know, how criminal behavior dictates, you know, social engineering.
Yeah.
And that's how I left it. And what I think when Debbie also, and I kudos to Debbie for, you know, going right to the source, but the regional facilities manager, you know, clued me into the fact that they were just going to do away with the island, the drive-through island. They were going to move it to the corner, and that way, so there would be no safety issues, they were going to move the boxes to the corner. Mm. That very next day, and I put that on Facebook. However, the next day that didn't happen because Debbie got involved.
I went in to see Donna again, and I said that if you're going to put it out there, you're not really helping the customers at all. They're going to have to find a parking space.
Right.
And then get out of their car, walk over to the mailbox there and do what they have to do. I said, what if we talk about moving the boxes back somewhat and having it safe for whoever is going to be emptying
mm-hmm.
it?
Right.
And that might work out very well. And she said, well, you know what? She says, I think that we can try doing that. I said, this way, you're not going to have to park your car. You're going to be able to just drive through like you usually do.
Sure.
But you're going to have to get out of the car and mail it, okay? But not find a spot to park.
Yeah, and that's
so she agreed.
Yeah, from a convenience standpoint, clearly that is a little bit more, considerably more convenient than trying to find a parking spot and getting out. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you it wasn't in my time. I'm sure the boxes have been there for a while, but that curb cut, that was probably special legislation to. In order to get the double curb cut.
Well, I don't think it was special legislation, but they had to come before the town.
Through the planning board, et cetera.
And see if they could do this double curb cut.
Yep.
And it was approved. And now just to take it away after they wanted it so badly.
That would have been a waste. Yeah.
Yeah. This is perfect right now, the way that it's going. No, I shouldn't say perfect, because someone out there is going to say it's not perfect,
right.
But it's 99.9% perfect.
It's better than taking them away completely.
That's right.
It's better than putting them on the corner and then having to find a parking spot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's quite a reach, but you still have to get out of your car, but it's still better than not having them or having them in the corner.
And then the boxes themselves have a thinner slot, so that should alleviate. Well,
according to the regional manager, he said you never were really supposed to put anything
other than an envelope.
Yeah, fatter or wider than an envelope. So that was his take on it. When we were talking, he said he felt, and I caught a little heat on this, but when I reported what he said, he felt that the post office is more than meets the state mandates for a handicap accessible postal office because of the ramp and the handicap accessible doors. So, but when I reported that, of course, some people were not too happy hearing that. So I'm glad Debbie got the mailboxes back on the drive-through because that was more acceptable to the handicap accessible people. And I had family members that were in wheelchairs, and I can more than commiserate with handicap accessible and barriers boards rules and regulations. So,
but you know, Andy, I don't really understand. If someone's going to come through that drive-through, are they going to, if they're handicapped, stop, get their wheelchair out, get in the wheelchair, move 2 feet, and put their letter in? I don't know if that's was something they would want to do. I think they perhaps would rather park their car and go up the ramp and go into the post office.
Only thing I could have thought of was if they were being driven or they had a driver.
Yeah.
And so they still don't have to get out of the car or but they still wanted that.
Yeah.
They still
wanted
the drive-through.
We just don't want to see them out of the car at that drive-through like that, because that could be dangerous.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, without knowing their individual circumstances, there's different opportunities, different circumstances.
That's right. That's right.
At least it's now positioned, so it should be safer for the mail carriers to handle.
Mm-hmm.
It should be at least accessible for us to continue the convenient drop-off. The other message, I think, clearly is that even though it was through Facebook, at least through your involvement with the post office, now we have a solution as opposed to...
Well, I got some good thumbs up when I said democracy prevailed over this, because it was that outrage that Debbie and I reacted to. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That got those boxes back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And we feel that that's part of our responsibility to do.
I concur.
People have a complaint about something, mm-hmm. then I think that we should look into it and see the best outcome.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's in favor of the resident, but sometimes it may not be, but they have to realize we'd certainly do our best.
Yeah, the issue needs to be raised.
Right.
Exactly what'll happen from it, at least it has been addressed by appropriate resources. Mm-hmm. And again, in this particular case, we've got kind of the compromise, and hopefully it'll work.
Yeah.
Here's a great instance where Facebook really, you know, prevails when you can put a message out there like that, and you get private messaged by the regional facilities manager for the Postal Service,
right.
And you get some really solid answers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the guy gave me his resume, and he lives in Franklin.
Yeah,
that helps.
That's what
yeah,
he said. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, and you can speak confidently about him, and he was articulate, and
mm-hmm.
and he gave me some good answers. And I was
that's good.
So I mean,
yeah,
this is where Facebook works.
It does, and that's not to incite and to encourage postings to Facebook to prompt the response. Clearly, you do have official channels that you would prefer to have the response.
Right.
But it also acknowledges that you are listening to Facebook as well. Right.
Right. You take a risk sometimes putting yourself out there. But
yeah, it's not always appreciated, unfortunately. But yeah. Mm. Yeah. And clearly, the normal channel to be, you've got now, at least on the town council page, you've got either the option to send each of you an individual
mm-hmm,
message
mm-hmm.
or to one button to get all of it
at once.
Debbie,
do you get a lot on your town council page? Because I don't really.
I don't get a lot, but I do get some.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
So people are using it, which is
yes.
one of
that's
and the that's way we want
to
reinforce it, because that should be the official business way
right.
of doing it.
Right. You know, I don't like Facebook for a lot of things
right.
because, you know, they just let you have it if you say
mm-hmm.
the least little
oh
thing
God,
that
yeah.
they don't like. And I swore I wasn't even going to report
yeah.
back to Facebook
right.
anymore.
Right.
Call me if you have a question or
right.
a concern. I'd be very happy to talk to you.
Yep.
But when you put it out there, there's always someone that is just making it whatever, but it didn't happen in
mm-hmm.
this instance with me.
Conversations definitely evolve
oh.
on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I started off reporting one day that a lost dog. The conversation evolved into pit bulls and to,
yeah.
you know,
oh,
why don't you
absolutely.
Like people who want
why
pit bulls?
Why don't you like dogs?
Why
yeah.
And I said, oh, boy.
And you end yeah. up somewhere miles
yeah.
from where you
yeah.
started.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know, even from my own use of Facebook, and again, I think it was a couple of years ago, I had tried to politely tell the folks, and this is when, you know, the Cambridge Analytica and some of the other privacy issues around Facebook were coming out. I said, look, I'm just going to take the Franklin Matters stuff off Facebook. You might have thought I was going to start a riot because.
Oh,
oh God.
Yeah.
And I appreciate where they came from. I understand that while I have options for email, people didn't want to do that. People are not familiar with RSS feeds, so they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to follow Twitter. They were already on Facebook. They wanted Franklin Matters on Facebook. So I conceded. I've remained there. I don't do much more than that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
if that's where they're going to be, that will be an outlet for the Franklin Matters info, so it'll continue
I've
to be there.
I've always said Facebook brings us together, but it also divides us sometimes.
Oh, that's a good
yeah.
statement.
Yeah, it's not a, and this is where the technology interferes mm-hmm. with the conversation. I mean, we're having a good conversation because we're sitting in the same room. With whatever device they're on, whether it's a mobile device or a tablet or a desktop, you get a different user experience with Facebook,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm sure you've seen where somebody's answering a question that was asked before and but answered three times in between.
Exactly, yeah. down below.
On the mobile device, it's not presented to them. It gives them either the last comment or
mm-hmm.
a good comment, but not necessarily the right comment. So, it's
back,
not the best place for conversation.
Back to the post office, though, I'd like to just say a little cute thing that happened when I was in talking to Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you're not going to believe it, she said. But the first day that this happened, that they were turned,
yep.
she says, we went to the window, myself and some of the other workers, and we laughed because these people were like looking around to see if they were on candid camera.
Camera.
And she said she got some phone calls Were we on candid camera?
I have a P.O. box. I never use the drive-thru. I actually enjoy going to the post office. Yeah. It's like a treat for me. But
sure.
I use a P.O. box, and I meet people at the post office, and it's kind of like a fun thing to do.
It can be. I buy stamps there, and every once in a while you have to go buy, get another roll of stamps, etc. I've used the drive-thru once in a while. It was convenient. Absolutely.
Oh, I use the drive-thru.
I would really,
envelopes, absolutely.
Yeah. I would have hated to see it go, so I'm glad that...
I'm glad it's back.
I'm glad it's back, too.
Yeah.
And people are happy. Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
So thanks for sharing kind of the inside and the coordination that there was. Certainly thanks to the post office,
absolutely,
both the interim manager and your contact, the regional facilities person. And then while Facebook has...
Well, thank the people of Franklin on Facebook because they saw that. And they reacted.
And reacted. Yeah. Absolutely. And clearly the best way to do so is via the email on the town page, but at least it shows you are listening. So
that's true.
That's true. The good story for this.
I would rather get a phone call or a message. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that would be good.
Good.
And we're certainly here to help them. So if they have a concern, we can get out there and find out what the reasoning is.
Mm-hmm. Like Debbie and I agreed to, I think, when I ran for my first term, I promised the people of Franklin we'd be their eyes and ears to the town.
Right.
Debbie agrees to that. And
absolutely.
Yep. And it works.
And it works. You're absolutely right.
It is.
I think Debbie and I have the luxury of being out and about town a lot, so and talking to a lot of people in Franklin. So.
Yeah, in my retirement days, I'm enjoying walking around more, spending some more time, and having time to do this, too, because I couldn't do that while I was working.
When you were working, yeah.
Just didn't have the time. So, thanks again, and who knows, maybe there'll be another thing to talk to in the future.
Debbie and I have been talking about the homeless, and she's joined me on a couple of events, so...
Sure. And that's coming up as an agenda item, I believe, on the future council 12th agenda.
Yeah. And we've got to do something about that. So that will be another
piece.
Podcast,
sure.
Or whatever we call this.
Radio show.
Radio show.
As mentioned during our conversation, the contact information for the individual town councilors is linked to here. We also provide a link to send the single message to all the town councilors as well. There are two options. One for an individual message, either email or their phone number, and a second one to send the single message to all the councilors at the same time. So those links are available in the show notes. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use this information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008 and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.